Amen. But you know, the beauty of it is the word of God and the gospel supersedes culture. Amen. Amen. Because one day we shall all be around the throne and there'll be no red or white or yellow or green. We'll be all washed in the blood of the Lamb, white robes on, worshiping and blessing the name of the Lord. But for now, we want to express our differences and come together in unity under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. And we'll be continuing in the series on faith. Last week, Bishop spoke to us on faith, and I'll continue and try to see what we can impart today. Amen. In the brief time that we have left, Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 24, reading from the Amplified, please. And we'll all read together. The Amplified Bible. And let's all read together. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him or her. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. We humble ourselves right now under your mighty hand, and we lean our ear, hallelujah, to the voice of your spirit. We ask that you would teach us from your word today, that you would transform us from your word today. Take us from one level of grace and one level of glory to another. We ask, oh God, that those who don't know you would come to know you today because of the spoken word. We ask, Father God, for unction, for precision. Let self be slain, oh God, and you be glorified and seen in this house. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people say amen. Give your neighbor a high five and take a seat in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're dealing with a series on faith, and we're looking today specifically at how to activate your faith. How to activate your faith. So we're continuing in the series. Last week, we were reminded that faith is a law, and we realized that a law is an established principle that works for anyone, irrespective of your race, irrespective of your gender, irrespective of your socioeconomic background, irrespective of how you look physically. A law works for everyone, amen, if you work it. And we also learned last week that our faith must be corresponding with actions. Somebody say actions. James chapter 2 verse 20 tells us faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. And we see from the scripture that we just read, Jesus is saying, if you have faith and you do not doubt at all, whatever you say or whatever you ask for, it will be done to you. And in case you don't know the whole pericope, we see one day Jesus was walking with his disciples, and he spoke to a fig tree, and he said, from this day forward, no man eat fruit from you after today. And then the next day, they're walking on the same place, and they see the fig tree dried up. And they were astonished, and Jesus taught them these verses that we just read. He says, if you have faith and you speak to the mountain, and command it to go into the sea, it shall obey you. Amen. Today we'll look at how to activate your faith. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, activate your faith. We must have a heart full of faith. And that's the first premise of activating our faith. The foundation of activating our faith is having a heart that is full of faith. And in order for us to have a heart that is full of faith, we must guard our heart. How do we guard our heart? We guard our heart with the breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate of righteousness guards our heart. It helps us to think right and to act right and to process right. So we guard our heart because our heart is the reservoir where faith lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. But then you can have a heart full of faith, which is the foundation of activating your faith. You can have a heart full of faith, but not see the manifestation of what you're believing for. And last week, Bishop told us about the man at Lystra, where he was crippled from his mother's womb, and he sat hearing the word of God, and Paul was preaching the word of God, and this man that was crippled from his mother's womb, he never walked a day in his life. He heard the word, and Paul saw and perceived that this man had faith to walk because he heard the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Paul stepped forth and lifted him up and commanded him to stand upright and walk. And he did rise up and walk. So corresponding action with your faith. But you can have a heart full of faith and nothing happens. Because if you look at the verse that we read, Jesus is saying, you must say to the mountain. Somebody say, you gotta put your mouth in it. Hallelujah. Faith is a system. And I think sometimes we don't really understand faith. Faith is a spiritual system, just like we have systems in the natural. We have the 10 systems of the body. One of them is the cardiovascular system, where the blood pumps from your heart, your physical heart, and the arteries and the veins and the capillaries and the ventricle, and the blood goes through those systems and comes right back up into your heart. That's one of the systems in the natural physical body. But so too, faith is a system in the spirit realm. How does faith work and how does faith become activated? When you hear the word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When you hear the word of God, help me, Holy Ghost, and the word of God enters into your ear gate, it goes into your spirit or in your inner man or into your heart. And when it is received in your spirit or in your heart, when it's received, it becomes and produces faith. But faith can be filled up in your heart. What you need to do to activate your faith, church, we gotta begin to take what is in our heart and put it in our mouth, because our mouth is the conduit by which we speak the faith that is in our heart. And Jesus said in this pericope that we read, he says, if anyone would say to this mountain, that means that you gotta open your mouth and say something. Tell somebody, open your mouth and say something. Help me, Holy Ghost. Faith is a system. And guess what happens? When you open your mouth and say something, you hear what you say. And that word of God goes back into your ear gate and goes into your spirit. And then what is in your spirit, you pull out of your spirit and put it in your mouth and open your mouth and say, thus said the Lord. And when you speak it, your ear gate hears it again and your ears receive it and take it back to the spirit. And then your mouth, pull it out, what is in your heart. and you open your mouth and you begin to declare the word of the Lord, and the more you hear the word and it gets into your spirit, and the more you take what is in your spirit and put it in your mouth, guess what? Faith begins to grow. Faith begins to build. And God said, whatever you say, hallelujah, as long as you put the word of God in your mouth, you can say to the mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea. And if you don't have any doubt in your heart, you have a faith-filled heart, guess what? Whatever you say with your mouth, you will see it manifest. I'm here to tell somebody today, if you would put the word of God in your heart and fill your heart with the word of the Lord God, and then you pull it out of your heart and open your mouth and begin to say the word of God, it becomes a two-edged sword. And when you open your mouth and speak to whatever mountain that is in your way, hallelujah, that mountain would obey you. Got you any rivers that seem uncrossable? Got you any mountains you can't tunnel through? Our God specializes in things that seem impossible. He'll do for you what no other power could do. Just take the word of God that you have heard in your ear. Let it go down into your heart, and then take your mouth and make it a conduit and pull the word out of your heart and begin to declare it, begin to decree it, and you will have it. Come on and bless the name of the Lord.